The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom. Eric Woodstrom, of course, president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning there, buddy.
Great to be here.
Yeah, you know what? Any day is great to be here as opposed to
I could have said someplace, that better.
Someplace else. Oh, my gosh. You know, looking at the grass from this direction. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 20th of September. It's about 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So hop into our chat room and say hello. The weather today from our trained weather reader is...
I'm not a trained meteorologist.
I didn't say that.
But I married one.
What did I say? I said a trained weather reader.
A trained weather reader. Okay, well, I'll take that. A little bit balmy this morning. Actually, it's about 68 degrees outside. But the good news is that it's only supposed to get up right around 90 degrees. Overnight low tonight will be around 50. Going to stay right around that range for the next several days. Low pressure moves through the area. As we get into the weekend, we'll start moving back up in to the 90s, touching on the century mark by Sunday, but then it goes right back down again. So definitely some nice fall weather here in the North State. Again, about 68 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business that gives discounts that offers discounts to veterans and seniors. Give them a call at 365-3793. Great people out there. They have their business in Anderson since the city of Reading took so long to get them permits. Isn't that interesting? Moved right down to Anderson. Went right to business. I mean, this is a big business. Moved them all.
Got
because
done.
They couldn't get the permits out of Reading. So, good morning to Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm super.
Hey, did you know tonight the city council is voting on a $275,000, it's around that, it could be $265,000, plan to our $275,000 grant to Melberg and Associates.
Okay.
Who does great architectural
yep.
work.
Yes,
know?
They do.
Drives a great car, too.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
That's nice dogs.
Yes.
Nice dogs. What kind of car is that? Is that a Maserati or something?
No,
like that?
It's no, an Aston it's Martin.
Aston Martin. They all look the same to me. Yeah. They're, you know. Austin Martin. I know somebody else has got one.
Not from the inside. They don't all look the same.
No. Anyway, for architectural plans for a new building from REU. And when I called in, I said, what new building is this?
They just moved.
Well, it turns out this is a building, from what I understand, from somebody that's well-placed in the administration, that it's a $5 million building that they haven't gotten permission to build yet from the city council. Now, this could be, again, I rely on insider trading information. So
In whispers.
But it seems funny that they would spend $275,000 for a plan for a building out there on Airport Road, by the way.
Out on the property where they are?
That's on the property where they are without the building even being approved. It seems to me that they would, isn't there a kind of a... Isn't that kind of backwards? Shouldn't they be saying, hey, we want to put a building out there? They say, okay, we'll give you a conditional okay, but let's find out how much it costs, and we'd spend $275,000 for the plans. I mean, wouldn't it be like paying somebody $50,000 to do kind of an architectural study, saying, okay, this is kind of what it looks like?
Another study.
They're good at studies.
The city's already in the midst of this public relations nightmare with the voters, and they go and do this? I'm baffled.
Yeah, we just turned on the chat room now. So anyway,
fired it up. They got some energy.
You know,
in there.
So I'm.
I guess it's. In my experience, it's pretty normal to get an architectural study and plans. for a building before you build it.
Before you build it.
Yeah.
But before it's been approved? So maybe this is just the way they do it.
Maybe they need to just, yeah. All I can guess is that, you know, they
said. Well, maybe that is the normal
way.
What
are you guys going to do? Why do you need it? I think you'd want to have some sort of cost-benefit analysis to show that
maybe
you have a need. Seems like it wouldn't take $275,000
to show we have a need,
but just seems anyway.
It seems to me, you know, a plan, maybe. I'm saying that this is how much, you know, approximately would cost and all this.
Sure.
You know, this is what it would look like, you know. But the city must have said something about, hey, we know about this. We know about this building and all this. But people I've talked to say that, well, hey, it caught us.
Really?
Okay, maybe they didn't use those words. All right. So, but I think it's something
that's on the council agenda tonight.
It's on the council agenda tonight.
I might have to go look at it and read it and try to better understand it. And then
maybe call the mayor and ask her. Hey. Call Missy and ask Missy.
Now you're talking.
Missy, what's this about? And she has a perfectly, you know, logical explanation for it. And tomorrow morning we'll talk about it. I don't want to wake her up right now. I don't want to wake her up right now. No.
Okay. I wonder if Gary's listening. I'd like to get some inside scoobies on this.
I think he'd probably have an opinion.
Well, I'm sure they had a candidate forum last night.
Yes, I missed. I went to the last week.
Yeah, well, this one's just three of them. Leah Tate was out of town on work.
Yep.
But this one was different. They were asked questions from the audience. And, of course, Gary Cadd kept pounding on the unfunded liabilities, which, frankly, that's our show today at 8 o'clock. We're having this guy named Pete Constant, who spoke a couple weeks ago about the problems of unfunded liabilities in the state of California and specifically here in Redding. And I would like to hear it from the horse's mouth because, you know, this is something they've studied a lot. And are we in really bad shape? Is this something – because some people will say unfunded liabilities, and you're the expert on this. It's like a mortgage. It's like a mortgage. You know 5 years out what your payment's going to be.
You have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You know, so, actuarials look at a lot of information. They make a certain amount of assumptions. But they have a pretty good prediction based on investment returns and money contributed in life, you know, people's lives. And how long they're going to live.
Lifespan.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
There's a really good set of articles, actually. I read it yesterday online, talking about kind of the history of how the change in CalPERS came about and moving. It's an LA Times series, which you have to go to their website and get it. But it's really pretty interesting. It kind of gives you the background and the history and kind of the conclusion that most of the people that were promoting it and 99 and 2000, you know, Gray Davis pushed some legislation through and had support on both sides of the aisle to allow changes, modifications to CalPERS that, kind of created some of the circumstances we're in now.
Created the monster.
And most of the proponents at the time asked today said they wouldn't support it.
Well, it's too late now, though.
Yeah, it is way too late.
And now it's kind of like it's riding the tiger. You can't get off it.
I've done that, though.
Well, you can't.
You guys have.
You can't get off the tiger, because if you do, the tiger's going to eat you. So here we are riding the tiger that's getting bigger, though, every year. And you've got to throw more meat to it.
Yes.
So tell me this. What happens? So 5 years out, you're supposed to be paying this much. What happens, you know, if you get that other that stagnant economy where, okay, you guys owe $5 million this year, $8 million, and it's like already 72 cents out of each dollar. What if it goes up to $10 million or $8 million and your tax revenue comes down a little bit?
I think the courts
now
have ruled. There's been cities in that circumstance, Stockton, San Bernardino, the ones that have declared bankruptcy. This article, and I don't, you know, so I'm pegging it all on the article that I read. I'm assuming that there's some hint of truth to it, but
a hint of truth. I love that.
In no case did those bankrupt cities pull back on their pensions. In no case did the bankruptcy court treated the obligations the retirement system, that city's retirement system, separately than other creditors. And so
they tanked other creditors.
Yes.
Small businesses, large businesses.
Most of it's usually bondholders and other creditors like that, which are, you know, which is in your mutual fund and my mutual fund.
There you go.
Those sort of things.
Oh, I've
but,
got, you
but,
know.
But they, yeah, they discounted those and that circumstance is now being debated in the court systems on whether that's legal or not. It'll probably take two lifetimes to figure it out.
We'll be back in the CalPERS system. We'll all be, anyway.
Hey. I wouldn't mind being in the CalPERS system.
Gosh, who wouldn't? I would have loved to have retired from the Marine Corps after 30 plus years and get 99% or 95% of my pay.
Oh, that's right. We're here. We're here at 7 o'clock.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over, what's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All day long. And the day this week is the week of September 19th, right?
It is indeed.
This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Helm Helpers. And what you know what? Sharon Clark comes in and she helps host the show with Trish the first Thursday of each month. The idea is that, gosh, I get off the first Thursday of each month.
Clark and Clark.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I'm still here at work, by 8:30. Anyway, but I don't have to, sit out here and be perky with the people. And but her work at Home Helpers is extraordinary. I have seen how she works. I've seen how hard she works. She's been a business owner of the year.
She's helped your parents out.
Wonderful. I tell you what, if Linda's parents ever needed help, I'd go straight to Sharon Clark and say, Sharon, can you help out? Because Sharon would go down there, see exactly what they need. She put the right people in the job. She hires those people herself. She makes sure they're trained correctly. They're all insured, bonded, vetted, everything, background checks, the whole thing. And on the other hand, if I had something like when I go run the Spartan race, if my shoulder totally goes out and Linda can't be there, and you need people to show up occasionally there to make sure you're okay, maybe do the shopping for you or fluff your pillows, she's got people like that too. So it's not just long-term care. It's also other times.
Right.
Give her a call, 226-8350. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, and
great
a friend of
here.
Mine. Good. I'm glad you're here, buddy. And we'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Everyone who pays close attention to what's happening around the world can see that the world is in a very volatile condition. Things could explode at any time. We wonder what's next. Will there ever be peace? I have good news. The Bible teaches us what to look for and what to expect as the end times begin to unfold. We are currently teaching a series on the end times. And throughout the series, we will examine the rapture, the tribulation, and what's happening now around the world. We will also examine how Islam and the Muslim influence will affect the final days prophesied in the Bible. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Whitcomb. Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 20th. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 66 degrees, going up to 90 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Bad Bob just went to a renewal class last night. And if there's...
Well taught by Ted and Mike.
Of course. Ted is an exceptional teacher. This is his full-time business. This isn't something he does part-time. All of his teachers, all of his instructors are all professional NRA instructors. They all have been through all the courses. And you get some of the most complete CCW training that you'll receive anywhere in the state of California. He's got a woman-only class going, in fact, next weekend on the 24th and 25th. I just happen to be teaching in that class. So you also have an opportunity to take that class for free. But you need to call Ted Leidy at 530-999-1822 or check it out at readingccw.com. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. So, switching things, I'm with Jane Whitman. We're here with Jane Whitman from our friends over at Shasta Live.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got something big coming up.
Yes, we do. We have our first concert coming up next Tuesday.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about Shasta Live.
Shasta Live is a nonprofit concert series. We bring these concerts to the city of Reading for people to enjoy at a reasonable price. And we also provide a free concert for children in the morning. They get to see the same performers perform in the morning for free. And we fill this Cascade Theater with kids seeing those shows. We even have waiting lists sometimes. So it's
schools.
A great deal
you
for the schools.
You offer this to the schools and
yeah.
All that. Okay. Well, great. Now, you can join Shasta Live. That's the idea behind this.
Yes. It's a membership organization. It's $80 for adult membership. That's for all four concerts. $40 for a student. And then we have two family rates, one based on two adults, a mom and a dad, or a grandmother and grandfather bringing any number of grandchildren for $200, and then one for a single parent or grandparent bringing any number of grandchildren, and that would be for $120. So it's a great deal. You can't beat the price. We have one family who has six children, so you can see what a bargain they're getting for $200.
Well, yeah. So, it pays off because they'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
With their kids.
That's what we hope. We're teaching another generation to appreciate live music.
Now, we've got our first one here a week from today.
Yes, we do. It's called Kubeka. It's a husband and wife. He plays the marimba, the theremin, the vibraphone, and...
Okay, all right. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. And you know what I'm asking, don't you, Eric?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
What's a theremin?
What's a theremin?
I'm not too sure I know what a marimba is.
It's an electronic instrument that was developed back in the 1928, and they use their hands to move in a, there's a two like antennas, and they move their hands and make the sound with moving hands. It's been used in some movie shows. It kind of has an eerie quality
to it. 1950s science fiction movies,
yeah,
like Forbidden Planet.
Right. Exactly.
It came from outer space.
Yeah.
Movies
oh.
of that
yeah.
nature.
Yeah. Okay, I
they
got
use
that.
It in that kind
and so
of
it's
thing.
An electric,
yeah.
It's electrical.
It's electronic.
And then you just move
yeah.
your hands.
Yeah, you move your hands to. It's very interesting to watch.
You know, well, you know, it's a little known fact.
Yeah.
But Eric Wigstrom
oh, stop this.
Played this in college at parties. He yeah. was he had to stop.
I, when it was when time poured, to clear the party when, out,
when
I
they,
stepped
when
up.
They poured beer on him and he put his hands on the electrical on the electrical rod.
The sound that came out.
It hurt his ears and he never could go back to that playing that again. Little known fact.
Little known fact. Thanks, Carl.
Okay, this
off.
Sounds cool, though.
Yeah.
Well, it is cool. This is a great series, my friends. For how much? $80?
$80 for all four shows.
You get to all four of these shows.
And then Rebecca, who's her husband, she performed on Broadway. She was Evita on Broadway.
She was Evita?
Yeah, she was played Evita.
Wow.
And she has a wonderful voice. And so she sings Broadway show tunes, jazz. So it's a really eclectic collection of music and really, really enjoyable. They're charming people and they put on a terrific show.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
You know what? This sounds like a great time. You know, Linda has, it's finally happened. She has started, after 8 years, she's getting me to all these shows. And frankly, I enjoy them. I sit there, if I can sit on the end seat. I sit on the inside, I'm okay. And I can sit there and I can watch. And, you know, incredible talent, an incredible time. You know, the Cascade's beautiful and the people around you appreciate it. I mean, you don't have people acting, you know, like they don't appreciate it because they're there, because they want to be.
And if anybody wants information, they can go to ShastaLive.com. Our website has everything on there, all the shows, all the prices. You can join online, everything you need to know. And our next show after that is called Derek Nelson and Family. And Derek Nelson performed on Glee. He's a guitarist and singer. And he and his brother and sister put this show together. And it's a fantastic show. It has a light show. And then they have a 5-screen video wall behind them, and they interact with the videos on the wall, and they sing beautiful, beautiful harmonies and a really interesting collection of music.
They raise money for music education.
Yes.
They get over 3 million views on YouTube.
Yep.
I had that, though. I had 3 million views.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Okay. Well, no, it was my...
Yeah, no, you don't need to talk about that.
Okay, never mind. It wasn't in the regular YouTube.
Got it.
Okay.
So that show's coming up on October 21st.
21st, okay, a month out.
Yeah.
So you can become, let me see, an adult is, well, now after 5'4", it's $80.
$80, yeah.
A student is
$40.
Mm-hmm. A 1A family?
One adult family. Yeah.
Okay, and a 2A family is mom and dad?
$100.
And two or more students.
Yep.
So really, for an adult, it's, you know,
it could be
for two of us
really
$160.
Yeah, $160. Can't beat the price.
For 4 big nights out with all your family.
Exactly.
There you go.
Makes
Gosh,
a great date night.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, now we're talking.
We're talking because how many times, Eric, you get hammered about date? You know, you never take me out on a date anymore. How many times? Tell the truth.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That's it. Bob. What about you, Bob? Do you get hammered? You never take me on a date anymore.
No.
Oh, come on. You know what? I'm going to ask. I'm calling Brenda.
Go ahead.
During the show.
Go ahead.
All right.
Jane, I just let her set the schedule.
Oh, well, that's different then. Jane, you know, and what is it about women said, you don't plan things. You know, okay, we've been married long enough. Can't you plan things? Oh, no.
Good
wrong
response.
Answer.
Good job, Carl.
Oh, wrong answer.
Smooth.
I should be out of the hospital
smooth
soon.
Smooth as a
I should be out of the hospital soon
file.
After that one. Okay. Jane Whitman, we're here. This is great. This is Shasta Live. How do people get a hold of you?
They can go to ShastaLive.com, and they can join online. We also have a phone number they can call if they want to do it that way, and that is 247-7355.
Okay.
So either way.
So they can get tickets online.
They can get tickets.
They can call. They can come to the...
If they want to buy just a ticket to the individual show,
yes.
Then they would contact the Cascade Theater.
Okay.
CascadeTheater.org. That would be if they want to buy an individual ticket. But if they want a membership, they get a hold of ShastaLive.com.
I have tickets for this. I'm not going to give them away right now.
No.
I'm not going
to
give
them
away.
Hold your
I'm
calls.
Not... I'm going to give them away right now unless somebody calls. But I'm not going to give them away right now. I've got 4 tickets, so it'll be for two couples or, so we can have more people enjoy this.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a great time. Jane, thank you so much. Shasta Live, Everybody knows how to get a hold of you now. And let's continue to bring these series around. It sounds like a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club at Eureka and Court Street. Now, besides the fact it's got an indoor saltwater pool that's great to work out in and doesn't tear your ligaments and shoulder up, which I probably should have been doing instead of lifting, it's got every other type of physical training apparatus you could think of. Bob has even named his. He's got a reclining bike that he's named Sophia or something like that.
Stella.
And we... So, and you put, what, I don't know how many thousand miles on Stella here.
A day.
But here's the thing is, you can join this, you can get a great deals, you can, it's extremely clean, everything you could possibly want there, including a spa. Boheme Spa is there. So you can, you know, and for the, one of their packages is, you join, you work out all you want for the whole month, and you get two treatments. Treatments being, you know, something like a facial or a pedicure or manicure, there for free. Can you believe that? Eric goes down there all the time for facials.
And pedicures.
That's right. Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205. You can't do any better. We'll be right back. Eric Wittstrom and Carl Bott. It is 7:32 in the morning.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
How would you like to win a weekend in Paris? Paris Las Vegas Resort, that is. Play our Weekend in Paris Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a weekend getaway.
One every week in September.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a trip to the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Experience everything you love about Paris right in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. What could be more romantic than winning the jackpot and splurging on your loved one? One night is all it takes to realize everything is sexier in Paris. Cash and free slot play up for grabs too. Weekend in Paris. Swipe to win every Thursday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Excitement is building for the 27th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. Over $4 million given to this community. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. 100% of the ticket price goes back to the nonprofit seller. Everyone wins. And you could be the winner of the grand prize, a houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina. Second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance. See you there September 25th at 1:30 p.m.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Eric Wickstrom today. Eric is president of Five Star Bank and a friend and has helped host us before many times. Of course, Bad Bob's here. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 8. It's September the 20th and it's 66 degrees going up to 90 today. So, you know what? Falls here.
Falls here.
At 90 degrees. 90 degrees, but still falls here.
Cool evenings. Cooler evenings.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Not going to find better jewelry in town anywhere. Estate jewelry, kind of a specialty they have, but they have it all, including the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. You're not going to go bad. You're not going to go wrong with Rebecca and Henry there. He's a trained gemologist. So he can not only design, but he can build jewelry. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, we were talking about the $275,000 that was being spent. The reason I got interested in it, I was reading the consent calendar. I said, well, what's this about?
What in the world is that?
And I called somebody that I thought would know about it, and obviously
they didn't know.
They didn't know everything. They knew part of it. Okay, here's the story on this.
So I looked at the consent calendar.
There you go.
And I read staff's report, short and sweet, and they allocated the money for this, $2 million, by resolution back in March that city council did. And so to build a new annex building to help their power, you know, where they control all the power.
So it's not a $5 million building.
No, it doesn't say so in here anyways, on their consent calendar.
Okay.
And then so they put a request for proposal to
out
for plan architectural plans. And and the recommendation is to take.
It was taken Lusses. Milberg.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, come on. Yeah. Milberg does good work.
He does
great work.
He does great work.
The guy just won an award for all of the
world.
Nation.
The world.
It was a world award. That's right. Is it the world? I know it was a national.
No, I know. They do great work all over the
Western.
I know
it was a national award. In fact, I said, I just have to schedule
and
just to come in and talk about it.
And they do.
They do great stuff.
You know, they're not the lowest bid, but they're the lowest qualified. But there's other bidders that are they're almost twice as much. And so, you know, it's hard. I'm not in that business. I don't know what's fair or not fair. I think it's a very good recommendation to award it to them.
Okay. So this is the building that's already been approved.
Yeah, it's already been approved. The funds have been allocated.
Tempest
they call
in a
it the
teapot.
Power Control Center.
Tempest in a teapot. Plus,
the power. Think about that. Power control center.
Plus, they have a game room in there, which has pool tables.
More power.
Some lights where they can dance.
Really?
I mean, I'm not sure. You can't
say.
How would you know?
We got to see the
drawings.
The power control center.
We'll call Les. Les, do you have something like a little
game
room?
Where's the dancing room?
There's a dancing room. All right, enough of that. Let's go to Christy Kidd, who is
sitting here
looking up with her eyes rolling in the back of her head going, do I have to put up with this? I do not get paid enough money for this.
I am not.
Christy, good morning.
Waiting patiently. Good morning.
Was the Wild Animal Kingdom from Mutual of Omaha a killer?
It was so cool.
Friday out there at Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, you know what? They brought the animals in here. Some of the animals in here Friday.
Oh.
You should have seen it.
Oh, man.
They brought in the African porcupine?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And this one. And the difference between the African porcupine and the American porcupine is the African porcupine has all types of white markings on it to warn people that this is not a good thing to do.
Don't wrestle
where
with it.
Ours looks like a cuddly little animal that people walk into and stick their face into if you're a dog.
Sneaky.
And it's just and the ones from Africa, they're not barbed.
Mm.
Unlike the ones in America who are barbed, and once they're in there, they're not just going to work their way out.
No, they're going to stay.
Plus, all the other things going on. What did you think?
Oh, my gosh. Thursday, first of all, big thank you to anyone and everyone who went to Dutch Bros on Thursday and supported Castmates for a Cause.
Oh, yeah. Were you in that, or did you just
go? No, I helped support it. I went. Yeah. I went through as many times as I could.
In fact, he was levitating. Yes. He had so much caffeine.
So give me
more coffee.
I can just imagine Christy Kidd being there. after like six cups of Java.
Fun fact, I was on Facebook Live all day, so you can see me can gradually get more and more caffeinated throughout the day.
That's always fun. Great. Every year that's fun.
It's a great thing.
It was a wonderful, wonderful day. I haven't heard any numbers yet on how our fundraiser
that's
went.
We had two of our Rotarians, Jules Kaplan and Daniel Knott, for Reading East Rotary over there at the Dutch Bros right by the Bay.
By the Arboretum.
Were you the guys that figured this out?
Sort of. It was a combination between us and Dutch Bros that we know that this is a really unique fundraiser, but the Resners were super open to the idea of doing something with us, and then it kind of formed from there.
Well, you know, we were just wondering why.
Oh, would you like to be celebrities next year?
Maybe you should be a Rotarian.
We would have run our show through it.
We have done that before.
I can push some coffee.
All right. Well, I will pass along the message to the people, not me, by the way, who set up the celebrities.
Okay.
So stop giving me grief.
Well, obviously, we're not celebrity enough, you know. But Eric Wisdom should be a celebrity.
No.
Heck yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bank presidents should be celebrities.
Right?
That's right. You know, he's got a 10,000 person, he's got 10,000 friends on Facebook.
You know, he's just spreading lies all over the place. See, I can't even say anything, though, because you guys are supporting one of our exhibitions coming up.
And we're excited about it.
I am very thankful for everything he's already doing.
Thursday,
we're going to have a fun party, too.
Yes, yeah.
You guys always have a fun party over there. Mm-hmm. Hey, so Thursday was a big success.
It was wonderful.
Great. You know what, the Dutch Bro, it's like Wind River. They don't get enough accolades for the things they do.
And they don't ask for it. They just do it.
We've had Aaron and Chris in here before, and it's such a pleasure talking to them. Both of them in here, and the things they did, and the things they've accomplished, like, you know, he got into this kind of haphazardly, mm-hmm. and then found out that, wow, there's a future here.
Yeah.
And then now, if I remember the last show, he doesn't necessarily want any more Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. He wants to help people grow Dutch Bros by managers, and so he can kind of send them out.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool.
Their whole crew is so wonderful.
It's a family.
It is. And so we are thankful for all the support they give us.
Mama Chris.
I
should say Mama Erin.
Yeah,
and
Mama
Erin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so Thursday was great, and then we led into Friday with the Wild Kingdom show and shows. They did four that day at Turtle Bay.
Oh my!
It was insane. It was such
leaping lemurs. You had the lemur.
Yeah, the lemur.
Oh, he was in here. He was. I mean, I've got a photo.
Oh,
it's got yellow eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it loves its trainer so much. Now I don't know if you knew this about lemurs, but when they greet each other. They lick each other's face.
Oh.
But one of the things they do is check out their nose.
I saw him do this.
And sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a photo of the lemur with its nose like 3 inches up this guy's nose, you know, his tongue 3 inches up this guy's nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just
what they do.
Hi.
And
he's
got his eyes. It's like, that's how they say hi. And I'm like, now this man loves animals.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it was. His animals were so cool, and they got, you know, the shows that we did at Turtle Bay were a combination with his animals and then ours. So we got to educate about our own in comparison and things like that. And actually, the trainer Stephanie Arnie, or the host rather, she had never flown a vulture before, and we have a vulture who's like 20 years old and super accustomed to being around people. And so our trainers were flying him from one arm to another throughout our amphitheater, and she got to have him land on her and also have him take off from her arm. And she came off afterwards. She's like, that delight was so genuine. I was not expecting that. I was so excited. I was not putting on an act.
Stephanie Arnie is the one
cool.
that does the Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom is not on TV anymore, but it is on YouTube and pods, and you can get copies of this. And she's very much like you.
Yeah.
She is. No, she's exuberant. She's young. She's smart. And she is, you know, I mean, very articulate.
Yeah.
And she travels all over doing these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a great selection.
It is. We had a great time having them out.
I just imagine the two of you just, you know.
There's a video of us on Facebook, too. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
There we go.
We get along just great.
You two are just alike.
Yeah.
They're probably saying if Stephanie gets ill, who's not about that?
Oh, I don't know enough about animals for that. I can do the surface level information, but man, she is a genius. So are our trainers. Well,
she's been all around the world and working with animals. Mm-hmm. So and she's young too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was all past and lovely. Well,
let's take a quick break.
And then we can talk about
break, and we're going to talk about
what's coming up.
There you go. Dun, dun, dun. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, who rescued us a few weeks ago. And it's been serving the North State for well over 20 years. Voted best in the North State for 2015. They could be voted best in the North State every year, as far as I'm concerned. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service. If you have an emergency, they are a veteran-owned business. There's nothing more you can ask for people to do for you than from Alliance Heating and Air. And now things are starting to kind of cool off, and it's going to be cold. So after going through the summer, how's your heater working? Do you need to get those filters cleaned? Do you need to have somebody check and make sure that, unlike us, in 110 degrees and the compressor blew apart like a 5-inch shell hit it. What about your heater? Does your heater need to be checked? Well, call Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Christy Kidd. Eric Woodstrom, my co-host today, and it is exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utility. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're all about Eric Wistrom. Good morning, everybody. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of September. It's 66 degrees. It's going up to 90 today. And Budget Blinds brings us this portion of the show. Jerry and his people over there are just simply outstanding. If you're looking for window coverings, he's got them. If you, it meets your decor, it meets your budget. You want solar shades, you can work into that, where you might have actually even get a rebate from REU, which helps them build these new $2.5 million buildings. Okay, forget that. Because Jerry comes over, he comes in with all the samples, he looks at everything, he measures, he sits down with you and shows you what it can look like. And I tell you what, you're not going to get any better than this than Budget Blinds. Give him a call, 226-9027. Or check out their website, budgetblinds.com. They're dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality. You know what?
Okay.
Yeah, which is why mine have camouflage all over it.
Huh.
And Christie's has butterflies.
I don't think it's camouflaged throughout the house, though.
No. I have
just
one little spot.
Just one little cubby hole.
In my room, I have a little camouflage part. Okay. Hey, look, we're here with Christy Kidd, who, of course, is the spokesperson and the public affairs guru for Turtle Bay. Now, we got 10 minutes. What's coming?
Okay, so we have a lot coming this week and then also next week. We have the fall plant sale is on Saturday, and we have that every year in September, and it is amazing. It is at our Turtle Bay nursery. We grow and propagate all of our plants on site, and so you can buy them and take them home for your own garden. This is a great time of year to plant things, particularly, you know, your drought-tolerant plants and perennials and things like that, because it's not crazy hot, but they will also survive here because they were, you know, they started here, and we grew them here, so they are acclimated to Redding, which is great. If you remember, for Turtle Bay, it's 30%
Is anything acclimated to?
See, that's the thing, is they say that, and I'm like, I think you underestimate how bad I am at planting.
you know what?
Say it should survive, but orchard, I think you're wrong.
You know,
but in theory.
The orchard, what is that? The orchard, not nutrition, but the
supply.
Orchard supply. They know us by our first names. Oh, here we come back with our little plants. And you go, my God, what are you doing to these? We've been reported to plant abuse.
You need to go down to Turtle Bay.
I need to go down to Turtle Bay. Get the acclimated plants. Okay, mm-hmm. When's that going to be?
That is Saturday. And so if you are a Turtle Bay member.
This Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
If you're a member, your sale starts at 9 a.m. If you're a non-member, the public sale is from 11 to 3. If you're a member, you get 30% off, and public gets 20% off. You can sign up for membership that day if you want that
extra discount.
And the gardens are free, too. So even if you don't need plants, you can still wander through the gardens on Saturday for free, which is lovely because it'll be wonderful weather for that. And
it'll be beautiful on Saturday about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, probably not at 3, but at 9 it will. So that, but then also as on Saturday, are one of five fall exhibitions opening. It's called Take Flight, and it is all about the history and the evolution of flight. So you're going to learn how to make different kinds of flying machines, including paper airplanes, which I'm pretty excited about. And I believe last time I was here,
I made one. It did fly. It went 3.5, maybe 5 feet.
Yeah.
At the most.
But hopefully.
I've seen others that people throw these things, and they just kind of loft over, and they were found someplace in north of Mexico City, and they launched them from here. So. Because they just caught the air.
Okay. The jet stream.
Yeah.
The jet stream. If butterflies can make it from here to there,
why can't a paper airplane?
Well, you will learn about why and take flight.
There you go. You need to see that exhibit. How about all the rest of them?
I see all the exhibits. Yeah, you do.
On Saturday, we have that one, and we have two smaller ones opening as well, one about pre-Columbian archaeology and one with John Schuller's pieces of artwork that we have in our collection, mm-hmm. because it is his, I believe it's his 100th birthday, or would be. So we have his art from our collection coming out as well.
Fine.
And then on the 1st, we have two more big exhibitions opening. It's just never stopping over the next few weeks.
No, nothing but fun.
Nothing but fun. So we have got Bountiful Harvest, which is pieces of artwork from Betty LaDuke, who will actually be at Turtle Bay on the 1st as well, doing an artist talk. She's from Southern Oregon, and her pieces of art are absolutely beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And then what I want to give attention to...
Drum roll.
is Find Your Park, Find Your Heart, which Five Star Bank is presenting for us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this one is a collaboration between Shasta Historical Society and the National Park Service, and it's all to celebrate the National Park Service centennial and the seven parks within driving days driving distance of Turtle Bay.
Did you know you can get.
If you're senior, I did know this. I did know
if
this.
You're a senior.
I know where you're going with this.
What?
No, you go ahead.
The golden pass.
You did the lead-in.
The golden pass.
Yep.
Yep.
$10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lifetime.
Yep.
Every year.
Is it $10 every year? Yeah.
But it's only $10.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is lifetime. Maybe it is lifetime. It could be lifetime. I'm sorry. I'm not there yet, so I don't know.
You know what? You know, for somebody that just jumps right in there, when are you getting my text when I find out you're wrong?
Yeah.
Are you getting those
texts? Yeah. Carl the corrector.
I tell you what, Eric is so positive when he says something. You go, oh, okay.
Carl,
that
the
confidence
corrector.
There, you have to believe
like,
it.
At 3 a.m., I get a text. No, this is what it is.
Oh,
thanks.
By the way.
Thanks,
by the way.
By the way.
That's fantastic.
So you get your golden pass.
Okay, so even if it's $10 for a year.
That's still
for
spectacular.
A year, I think it's
for more. Go to our national parks?
Mm-hmm. You can go there, show up. It's in a plastic thing you put on your rearview mirror, and you just drive in, and it's free. What a great deal that is. But this is going to be a great
so
exhibit.
So what's the closest national park?
Carl. You can use Whiskey Town.
There you go.
Oh, Whiskey
you
Whiskey
can go
Town.
To. You can go, well, Lassen is that. Which I think it's good for Lassen, but
yes, it is.
How about Yellowstone?
Yeah.
How about Yosemite? What about all of those?
There's,
you can just drive.
There's a few of them down in Southern Oregon.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wonder about how about the lake,
you could
about
come
that big lake they have up there.
Crater Lake.
Crater Lake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out the seven ones within driving distance if you show up for this exhibit.
And I tell you what, this is going to be a great exhibit. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's
when does it start?
It starts on October 1st, and it's one of a kind. We're literally, our curator and National Park Service and Shasta Historical Society are literally building it right now. And so it's totally unique. It's not going to be anywhere else. We're not traveling it afterwards. It's not that I know of anyway. And it's just, it's going to be really interactive and really interesting and so personal to us because it is. It's all these parks that are so close by and just these amazing adventures and experiences you can have right in your backyard.
Well,
that
are,
sounds like a PR
but
line, doesn't it?
Because, you know, okay, so now the summer's over, but you want to go do something. You say, okay, we've got the weekends. Leave on a Friday, get back Sunday, and you can go on up and see Crater Lake, and you can go see a lot of these places.
Go climb Mount Lassen.
Okay, here's my I hate to say this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm coming out. I'm coming out with my
Debbie Downer?
Yeah.
Is
it? I have never been in Lassen Park.
Really?
Oh
my gosh.
Oh my goodness sake.
You haven't lived till you've hiked to Bumpus Hill.
That's what I was just going to say. The little mud pots.
Hubby and I just did Brokoff Mountain a couple weeks ago. It was my first big hike since my knee.
Oh boy.
And it was terrifying, but it was awesome.
It was
about 8 That's mile round trip and crazy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
As you could say with a straight face, you hiked to hell.
There you go.
There's easy hikes, there's medium hikes, and there's tough hikes.
Before it starts to snow, which could be any time. I think we want to drive up and at least drive through it so we can see it. Because everybody
drive
says
up to walk around Manzanita Lake, take a little picnic.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We've heard that. Yeah, so that's one of the ones that will be featured in the exhibit, too. So you can come and see what part you want to go to most and then go visit it.
Actually, go
to Lassen. Yeah.
Well, and then you got Lassen and Whiskey Town. We have just started really enjoying Whiskey Town lately. And, of course, Lake Shasta, we're all over that place. But
Whiskey Town's arguably the most beautiful lake in Northern California.
You get out there and it's just... It is. It's absolutely beautiful. You're kayaking with a kayak that doesn't fill up with water. That's cool.
That helps.
Okay.
That sounds like you're talking from experience.
Yeah. I'm not saying the kayak took in a lot of water, but when we finally three of us pulled it out and dumped the water out of it, the lake went up an inch.
He wondered why it had RMS Titanic stenciled on the side.
I'm sitting there watching everybody else leave. Everybody's doing this little paddle, and they go like crazy. And I look like a hamster and a hamster and one of those wheels. My arms are just going like crazy. Just pulling right along. Just going, okay, they can't be that much better.
Maybe they are.
Anyway. Okay, what else we got going? You got 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Okay.
Oh,
so, again, the most pertinent and upcoming ones are the Fall Plant Sale and Take Flight opening on Saturday.
Okay.
So those are the big ones.
Those are the closest ones.
A small little side note before that. We do have a blood drive with Blood Source on Friday. If you are interested, from 10 to 2 in Sundial Bridge parking lot. It's the first time we've had the Blood Mobiles actually come out to us and do that. So we're going to help along with that as
well.
And
while you're laying there, those little lorikeets will come over and sit on your head.
No, they will not. Although, if you do donate, you do get a free admission pass into the park and get entered to win a family membership. So you could go play with the lower keys afterwards.
There you go.
Yeah. See?
Okay. How do people get a hold of, you know, like
all of this information?
And all this information, right?
TurtleBay.org, or you can also go on TurtleBay, or no, Facebook.com/TurtleBay Exploration Park, which is a very, very long URL, but it's fine. You'll find all the things at TurtleBay.org as well, and it'll guide you to Facebook if you prefer that.
And or you could just come on down and check it out.
Come
on down.
We are in fall hours. So we're not open Monday or Tuesday, so don't come down today because we'll have to turn you away.
That's true.
But Wednesday through Sunday, you can just come on down and visit the park instead.
Walk around. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Great.
You're staring at me like you're expecting
No. I'm just, you know, I just saw somebody walk by. And I thought, gosh, I hope I haven't triple stacked. Hey, Christy Kidd, thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you do for our community, too.
Thank you, Christy.
Carl Bott with the president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank, Eric Wistrom. It's 8 o'clock. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On Capitol Hill this morning, an apology from the CEO of Wells Fargo. He told lawmakers that the bank betrayed customers by opening unauthorized accounts.
I am deeply sorry that we failed to fulfill on our responsibility to our customers, to our team members, and to the American public.
And in New York today, President Obama is at the United Nations delivering his final address to the UN General Assembly.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
He went on to say the entire world has a responsibility to help families displaced by war and persecution. Investigators are still trying to determine a motive in last weekend's bombings in New York and New Jersey. Terrorism analyst Robert Strang says, with these types of individual terror attacks, we're living in an unfortunate new normal.
Families, companies, all of Americans are thinking differently. They're seeing what's happening. This is going to be here for generations. This isn't something that we're going to be able to solve overnight.
Ahmed Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Afghanistan, is accused of planting the bombs. He remains hospitalized after a shootout with police. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are casting themselves as the more qualified to combat terrorism at both home and abroad. The pipeline company working to repair a leak in Alabama now says its bypass repair is complete. It expects to restart its main gasoline line tomorrow. The breach in the pipeline has led to gas shortages and higher prices for drivers across the South. Townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Efforts to reach a deal on a short-term spending deal have hit a snag in the Senate. We get the latest from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Senate had planned to cast its first procedural vote Monday on a short-term plan to fund the federal government when the new fiscal year begins on October 1st. Telegraphing that perhaps negotiations weren't going so smoothly, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rescheduled that vote for this afternoon. Senators have been negotiating for weeks over a funding measure to avoid a government shutdown, but those negotiations have been stymied by several policy matters, including one about money to combat the Zika virus. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Florida's governor says aggressive aerial spraying has reduced the number of Zika infections in Miami's Wynwood Arts District. Health officials say there have been no new cases of Zika reported in the district since early August. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. It has cost more than $200 million to battle a wildfire burning for nearly 2 months on California's scenic Big Sur coast. That makes it the costliest ever to fight in U.S. history. Andrew Madsen is a spokesman for the Los Padres National Forest and says structural protection efforts in the first 3 weeks made up the majority of the costs to fight the big blaze.
That fire had already crossed over at about $115 million. And at that point had burned maybe about 8 or 10,000 acres of Los Padres National Forest.
Right now, the blaze is only 67% contained. Hurricane Payne is beginning to weaken in the Pacific off of Mexico's coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Payne's maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles per hour. It's expected to weaken to a tropical storm. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonn and Eric Wittstrom this morning, this Tuesday morning, the 20th of September, at 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what are we looking at for weather here for the rest of the week?
Well, off to after the last couple of days, we are getting a little bit of a break. We are currently looking at about 75 degrees and Redding a lot cooler than yesterday. In fact, the high temperature today will be brushing right around the 90-degree mark. That's going to continue with some passing clouds. However, up in the mountains, a possibility of thunderstorms. And if you are doing some late-season camping, be aware because we could even see a bit of snow flurry at the very highest elevations. And, of course, fire agencies on watch for possible thunderstorms. It'll remain nice through the weekend when it nudges back up. Near the century mark, but it looks like the worst of the summer is well behind us. Again, right now in Reading, 75 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good people out there, Chuck and Judy Kinney. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's for coffees or cold drinks, anything you could possibly imagine. Any type of coffee bean that you would like to buy, and the pound bags, of course, tea and coffee makers. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is simply excellent. It's got them all there. Any stick you could possibly imagine, they've got right there at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Again, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. All right. You know, a big thing in the news has been unfunded liabilities. Even in the candidates forum last night for people running for office for city council, Gary Cadd, who has been beating his drum for several years, running for re-election, could tie almost everything back into the unfunded liabilities. But you're seeing more and more on unfunded liabilities, how it's affecting the state. It's affecting other cities that have gone into bankruptcy over the unfunded liability question. Well, today we have with us Pete Constant, who is one of the people from Reason Foundation that has been studying this throughout the state of California. And I think they picked different cities or areas to study, and I think Redding was one. So, Pete, am I right on that?
Yes, good morning. You are absolutely correct. The Reason Foundation has been involved in the pension analysis nationwide for a number of years. And just this last year, we started critically looking at a number of organizations, government agencies that contract with CalPERS for their pensions, to really look at how those investments are doing and how the participation is impacting city budgets.
Okay. Can you just kind of then give us a quick overview of what you found, and we can kind of get more specific about Reading and our area here?
Well, I think if you go from a national perspective, there's a significant issue with the underfunding of pension plans, and it's a looming financial crisis across the U.S. In California, it's significant. The CalPERS pension plan, which is the primary pension plan, it's the largest pension plan in the nation for public employees, has had some serious challenges. And when you look at Reading is no exception in amongst the 1,500 or more plan agencies that work with CalPERS. What we see is the total liabilities that Reading is facing that are unfunded, in other words, promises that are made that money is not in the bank for, is nearly $219 million. I'll let that sink in for a minute. $219 million for a city like Reading that has a budget of really only about $72, $73 million per year, that is a significant debt that must be dealt with.
Yeah, I guess so. The liability here in Reading, we've heard, is $300 million or more. So, I'm trying to think of, you know, people say it's like a mortgage that you pay it down over so many years that you know how much it's going to be. Is this necessarily true?
No, really, it's more like a subprime mortgage. As you know, we went through the subprime crisis, which led to the greatest recession since the Great Depression, and that was based in a situation where you have variable interest rate debt. You have negative amortization, and you have huge balloon payments that are challenges. And that's exactly what you see in the pension system right now. You have cities like Reading that are continuing to put more and more money into providing services to the residents. However, that money is buying less and less services. We took a look at the police department because we all know that public safety is a large concern everywhere, but particularly in Reading. I've heard from a number of your residents of the serious public safety concerns. Well, since the 2000 budget year, over the last 15 years, the city of Reading has increased its funding for police services, police department funding, by 74%. Unfortunately, there's been a 24% decrease in police patrol staffing and a 17% decrease in police department staffing overall, because the cost for each employee has risen significantly, primarily due to the increased pension contributions.
Okay, so you're saying in the last, how many years was that?
15 years, from the 2000 budget to the 2015 budget.
So it's the cost of the 74% increase in the amount of money going into the police department, and yet we're down 30 officers from where we were in 1999.
Yeah, it's significant, and a lot of that is driven by the contribution rates. The contribution rates that Reading pays for its public safety employees exceeds 45% of payroll. And for its other employees not in public safety, it's nearly 22% of payroll. So for every dollar that's paid in salary, there's another almost 50 cents paid towards benefits, particularly just the retirement benefit. And that's a very heavy load for a city to carry.
I'm going to take an early break here, Pete, because I want to come back and say, how do we turn this around? Are we dead in the water?
What steps should the city be taking?
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely some challenges. I look forward to talking through them with you.
All right. We'll be right back then after these messages. Carl Bott, Eric Wistrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is my co-host today. It is 12 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock here. 75 degrees out there, going up to 90 degrees today. We'll be right back.
Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Element. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
$100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hi, I'm Barry Tippin, Director of Reading Electric Utilities. On September 13th, REU will launch our 2016 solar rebate program. We have approximately $2 million available. REU's 2016 solar rebate will be 50 cents per watt up to $5,000. If you are considering solar, call REU first at 339-7200 and talk to an REU solar advisor. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or stop by our office. REU and you, powerful together.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, the annual global film festival you won't want to miss. Saturday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater in Reading. The screening of the 2016 Manhattan Short Film Festival. Tickets available at the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom. Today, the 20th of September, a Tuesday. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 90. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. I'm sure you got some questions out here for Pete Constant, who's our guest from the Reason Foundation, because we're talking unfunded liabilities. Now, frankly, I was talking about unfunded liabilities years ago. I didn't understand them, frankly, and I think a lot of people do not understand them. But and Gary Cadd was talking about, hey, we've got this problem. Well, then one day, Kurt Starman came in, and I asked him about unfunded liabilities. Kurt Starman said, yeah, we got some problems here.
We got some problems.
There's a freight train
coming down the track.
Thank you very much, because and, you know, that light at the end of the tunnel, that's the train. So Pete Constant, as part of his, part of being part of the Reason Foundation, has been studying
the impact
of not just these pension plans, but ones all the United States.
Okay.
So what we have here is we owe $211 million in pension plans. The big thing was, Pete, is when you said that the cost of paying our police has gone up 74% in 15 years, and yet the number of police we have is dropped by at least 30-something officers, at least that many, during the same time frame. And it's all due to pension and pension payments. Is that correct?
That's correct. The only minor correction I would make is it's actually $219 million, not $211
million.
So
okay.
Significantly more. And even going by CalPERS' own estimates, those rates are going to increase over the next 5 years at least $5 million, and most likely $10 or $12 million, just in the next 5 years. So the budgetary pressure that is going to be felt at City Hall and ultimately by the residents in the degradation of services is going to be continuing for some time.
Pete, can you hone in on, you know, the causes, two or three primary causes that are of these unfunded liabilities? What's causing them to grow so rapidly?
Well, there's a few things. First, back in the early 2000s when the financial picture was rosy and funds were adequately funded, in fact, a little bit overfunded, there were a number of enhancements given to employees where pension formulas were increased. In fact, in Reading, there was a supplemental retirement offered to a number of people called the PARS retirement, which was a sort of a bonus retirement plan on top of the existing CalPERS plan, so actually more generous than almost any other city. That one add-on alone attributes for over $38 million of the unfunded liability. But beyond that, you know, it's important to know that while Reading has made some decisions, you know, at the legislative level related to pension benefits and the type of benefits, they're not in control of their destiny because everything is dealt through the California CalPERS plan, the big California retirement plan. And the CalPERS system has done a number of things over the years, like use unrealistic assumptions for rate of return and future a number of future issues that they have to make assumptions about. And they've been wrong, unfortunately, for over a decade, almost a decade and a half. And you, as Reading residents and the Reading elected officials, are really at the mercy of CalPERS because we have no say in what the CalPERS Board of Trustees and what the legislature does, and unfortunately, you're locked in. CalPERS doesn't even really allow you to leave the system or start offering alternatives. So it is a significant issue for people who are locked in, like the city of Reading.
Can we say, Pete, then, that it's if they're short money they need, they're going to come to us then to help make up the difference?
Yeah, they have been coming to you for quite a while.
Right.
Of those high contribution rates I mentioned, most of that is for debt payments for the hundreds of millions of dollars that you owe.
Now, we're paying something like 74 cents out of every dollar, I think. That could be maybe 72 cents out of every dollar for retirement and pensions things. I read that someplace. I could be a little bit wrong on that. Out of every dollar that we spend here in Reading, if they come back to us again, we could actually push that up to 78 cents out of every dollar, which leaves, you know, not a lot of money to do other things here in town, like take care of parks or anything else we do.
Yeah, it depends on the plan. For non-public safety employees, it's about 30 cents of every dollar of payroll. Not necessarily every dollar of revenue. So, you know, the numbers are reported a little differently in different places. But the most important number is the amount you're actually paying, which has been increasing at a rapid rate. Right now, the city of Reading is spending about $17 million a year on pension contributions, and that is in the context of a $72 to $73 million budget. So a significant portion of the budget is going directly to pensions, and that is going to increase to the point where within 5 years it should eclipse over a third of your budget.
Wow. Okay, so, all right. What can we do about this? What can we do?
Yeah. You know, we have thought about this a lot at the Reason Foundation and a number of other people who are focusing on these pension issues. And California has some challenges, like I said, working with CalPERS. So one of the things we've done is we've embarked on a project to analyze the impacts of the CalPERS pensions on 15 different jurisdictions within the state of California. Reading was our second after the city of Brea. But we're going to do 15 throughout the state, and that's about 1%. Of the number of agencies that are in CalPERS. So it's a good statistical sample. But our goal is to go out there and really help engage and inform the public, because really until the public is informed and starts advocating for significant changes through their state legislators, we're not going to see any significant change in the state of California. And really the bandwidth to pay, the depth of the taxpayers' pockets is really not as deep as it needs to be to continue on the status quo.
Okay, so you're going to be doing one, well, I guess, what did you say, 1,500 here in the state?
So there's 1,500 plan participants in CalPERS, and we're going to do a deep analysis like we did for Reading for 15.
15 okay. total, okay.
15, all right.
Are there municipalities that are taking steps now that you feel are prudent towards managing this liability?
Well, there's a number of states and municipalities across the nation that are doing it. In California, those that have done reform have been really limited to those who are outside of the CalPERS system. Most of the big cities and a number of the counties, in fact, 19 of the 58 counties have their own independent pension plans, and several of the cities like San Jose, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Fresno, folks like that have their own independent systems, and some have started reforms. You know, 4 years ago in 2012, the state did reform. It was Governor Brown's pension reform. He established the PEPRA system, the Public Employee Retirement System changes, and those changes have had some impacts, but they really haven't addressed structural flaws that really need to be addressed, like how assumptions are being used and how these costs are being calculated, because essentially every year we are financing a significant number, percentage of the promises that we're making to our employees instead of paying for them.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't. In a rational world, it doesn't. And in fact, in the private sector, you cannot, you simply cannot do what the public sector does. But unfortunately, there's a completely different set of rules for private sector employers and those who pay for the public sector pensions as there is for the actual public pensions themselves.
Well, yeah, if you're in the private sector, you've got to pay that money out of your pocket. And you've got to figure out what's right and what's smart for your business. And you're in the public sector, it just seems like it's green crack. That, you know, the more you need, you know, you just need more. So, you know, you're going to find ways of just sucking more money in by going out to small municipalities and saying, hey, guess what? That $17 million that you're paying on this is now going to become $20 million. And so now, well, there's $3 million out of the general budget there.
Yeah, and think how many more police officers or firefighters or even librarians that equates to. And imagine the difference in the city of Reading if you had, you know, $10 million more dollars out of your budget. The money that's going to debt were available to invest in public safety, to pave your streets, to do those essential services that we all expect government to be there for us. And you know, I just want to say something about public employees. Public employees are not the problem here. Public employees, you know, take the benefit that they're provided. These are benefits that elected officials over the years have promised, and the state and under CalPERS has sort of mismanaged. And it's really what we don't want to see is this devolve to a public versus public employees argument, because that's really not what it's about. It's about how do we provide a pension benefit and employment benefits for employees that are sustainable and affordable. And right now, we have good retirement security for our employees. They're just not sustainable or affordable. And how do we strike that balance? That's really what needs to be discussed.
Well, let's talk about something else here. I mean, that's true. I mean, we've got great public employees. They do the good jobs, good work, for the most part. But you've got unions that are up there running. I mean, I've been up to Sacramento probably 5 times for a variety of different reasons. You know, no protest or anything like that, but just to be up there for a variety of reasons. Each time I'm up there, I see purple shirts from the SEIU wandering the halls in great numbers, or other unions that are kind of pushing through there. I mean, the unions aren't going to be giving this up. Or do they see the fact that Golden Goose could die?
Well, I don't think they see that yet in California. They have seen that in other states. In the state of Arizona, where I just helped them create a statewide pension reform for their police officers and firefighters throughout their state, the unions were our biggest partners in making the changes, because they really saw the value in creating a good, sustainable retirement system that didn't break the bank, because they were tired of having less and less people doing more and more work, and were looking to strike a balance where they could it could be affordable and they could have the retirement security they needed. And, you know, it's hard to criticize the unions for being too good at their job, but that's essentially what you have. The unions have been very effective in advocating for higher pay and higher benefits, regardless of where the economy is going. That's their job, to fight for those benefits. It's really the legislators and the council members and those who have agreed to those without really looking at the future impact is really where the problem is, at the state level
and throughout organizations. And I'm sure none of your council members that are serving today were here when these promises were made. I'm not sure. But that is, you know, a significant problem. You really can't make promises that your checkbook can't cash.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Pete Constant from Reason Foundation. He's talking about unfunded liabilities and where we are here. Just one of the huge things he said was that we've increased 74% on our public safety funds, and yet we're less people than we had in, and that's in the last 15 years, and yet we're dramatically smaller in our public safety forces over that. And you can look at this even from 5 years ago, that we've got the same amount of money going into the public safety, but yet we're 30 officers shorter than what we were before. And this is because of bad results from CalPERS, and we're having to stick more money into that, a larger percentage each year is going to go in. Right now we pay $17 million out of our budget into CalPERS, and, you know, out of our, what, $77 million budget, something like that. So it's kind of, it's almost like, what, 20% of what we, make in our, for a whole budget goes in there, and it can get worse. So, hey, Pete, can you hang on for another segment with us?
Of course.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of Five Star Bank, and we, like as I said, we have Pete Constant on the phone. If you've got a question for Pete, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. It's our gun shop of choice, you could say, here in the Bott family. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, they've got everything you could want, all the different types of ammunition, reloading equipment, all the shooting accessories, plus great gunsmithing there. They also have classes on CCW and hunter safety. It's one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, a husband and wife team who have just made a big success out of this business in the last 8 years. Give them a chance to meet or beat those big box store prices. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest.
Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom, it's Tuesday, the 20th of September. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 90 today. Still warm enough that you won't want to leave anything that's carbon-based in your car for any length of time. It's not going to be good for it. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You're not going to get any better haircuts anywhere than there at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. And, of course, it's just right up the street from the Classic Cafe, who is celebrating their 30th.
Wow.
30th anniversary of being in the business. And they're going to do this with a German dinner on the last Friday of the month. That's right, featuring German beers and wine. And you'll get stuff like Prakahumanunana mit Nudeln, some Schweinebraten, some Jagerschnitzel. Do you know what that stuff is?
No, it sounds
breaded pork cutlet.
I know
succulent marinated German pot roast. That's the Schweinebraten. Sauerbraten is roast beef marinated for days in beer and wine and seasonings, seared in a pan that simmered slowly for hours. I'm going for that one, man.
Good stuff.
I'm going for that one.
It's good stuff.
Oh, man, I tell you what. And then the Rinde Udeladen and all this. And but this is all
eating what?
All day.
What?
You can anyway, but this is at the Classic Cafe. Better give them a call, though, for reservations on that night.
Angela Merkel just declared war on Carl.
Angela Merkel just rolled over and capitulated to the Nationalist Front in the Berlin sector because they lost such a huge swath of votes and seats because people are tired of the unlimited immigration policy she's got. She says we weren't prepared, and I'm willing to look at something else. Anyway, hey, our guest is Pete Constant, who is from the Reason Foundation. We're talking unfunded liabilities. Hey, Pete, what do you say when people say, hey, look, this is everybody's got unfunded liabilities. It's the way it's been forever. That you pay it off, you know, you pay it off like you would your mortgage, that we know how much it's going to be. And there's not this big, we shouldn't get that excited about it.
Well, first of all, it's not like a mortgage because a mortgage has a fixed payment for 30 years and you know you're going to be paid off. In this case, you are accumulating more debt each year. So it's more like a subprime mortgage because you're allowing negative amortization. And every year, your debt payments are changing because of the new problems you find yourself in. And keep in mind, the numbers that I gave you, the $219 million in debt, that really is a little dated because the most recently available information that we have is from June 30th of 2014 because of the long time it takes to get these valuation reports from CalPERS. So your debt is even more than you actually know at this point. And as I said, we know it's going to accrue more. If we knew that you wouldn't be accumulating more debt, you know, financing it over a reasonable period of time with a reasonable amount of interest would be a good thing. But you don't know what your interest rate's going to be because you have no idea what the performance of the plan is going to be. And so those who say, don't worry, we have a plan, are misguided because the plan is to put all your money in a subprime mortgage and hope for the best and that your house will appreciate more than everybody else's house, so you'll be okay in the long run. And we just know that's what caused the collapse of the financial market, and that's what's contributing to this financial crisis in the public sector pensions. And it'd be one thing if all of the legislators were talking about it and engaged in looking for solutions, but from what I've heard, particularly in Reading and up at the state capitol, people aren't talking about it. Many of the council members seem to be sort of in this head-in-the-sand period, not talking about it, with the exception of Gary Catt, who, as you mentioned earlier, has been ringing the bell for a number of years and really ringing the bell in a solo capacity. And I think as more people start to learn about it, they're going to not only expect but demand that their elected officials, you know, learn about it, educate themselves, and figure a way to manage these expenses so that they can still run the city. Because in the end, that's what everyone pays their taxes for. They pay their taxes to have their government run and provide those things that they can't provide themselves. And when the government can't provide those things, something has to change.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here. Coach Bob, you have a question for Mr. Constant. Hello, Coach Bob.
Hey, good morning. Just a quick thing. I read in the paper this morning during that candidates forum or whatever you call it that Gary Cad kept bringing up the unfunded liabilities about every other breath and finally got laughed at by the audience. And in my mind, that's indicative of the entire problem, the fact that they're not taking this serious.
Well, I think that they're not going to take it serious as long as you just have one person beating the drum. I think if you had two or three other people that said, you know what, we do have a problem here. But I, when I ask people that are on here that are running for the city council, I mean, this is a problem we've got facing us, and what's your plans for this? And then they come out with the mortgage payment type thing. And as we're learning here, it's you could say it's a mortgage, but you don't know what the interest rate's going to be or how much you're going to owe. And if it's getting bigger every year as opposed to being able to pay it off in 30 years.
So, well, that's all I had, Carl. Thank you very much. Good guest on today. That's a good topic.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
I just might comment, if I can. You know, it's not unlike many other things. You have to admit that you have a problem before you can find a solution. And acknowledging that there's a problem doesn't mean you agree with, you know, all of my analysis or anyone else's analysis, but you agree that it's something substantial and something that needs to be dealt with. And I think that's the least that we as taxpayers throughout the state can expect of our local elected officials.
Yeah. Pete, what are some of the tools that a city or city council has to deal with it?
Well, there's a number of things. Like I said, even though you're not in control of your own destiny because of the CalPERS situation, cities
right.
can choose to fund their pensions in a more responsible way. Basically, consciously, the city of Reading, like many others, are consciously deciding to underfund their pensions each year and put a portion of the amount that's due into debt for the next year and, in fact, the next 30 years. And I think local governments, at least for those employees that are in the reformed PEPRA system, should be looking at how do we fully pay those benefits now so that we don't have these huge debt payments, because it always costs more to finance something than it does to pay cash. And essentially, every month you're financing a little bit more of your future obligations.
So one of the first steps would be to just pay as you go as opposed to paying later.
I'm always cautious of using the pay-as-you-go analogy because some people might misinterpret that as paying the retirement benefit checks as you go, which is not a good idea.
Right.
But I would say stop making the minimum payment on your credit card and paying the full amount so that you can make progress on your debt.
So there's a way out of this. But to pay that much more off means, again, less services for everybody else based on the fact that, you know,
that's the decisions. That's the hard decisions that would have to be made is pay more towards retirement, and which would, you know, there's only so much money in the pot, and less towards services. And that's
right. But keep in mind the debt is the debt, and there's nothing you can do about that. But you can avoid getting into future debt with new employees that are in the new system by fully paying their normal costs. And that's a relatively minor increase in costs so that you're not using the false assumptions that CalPERS is using and you're making progress. And quite frankly, once the city realizes they have a problem, the city officials, both elected and appointed, should be actively talking to the state legislators about how do we change this going forward. Because I liken it to an oil spill. You know, you have an oil spill, the first thing you have to do is cap the leak, which I think that in some manners was done by the state reform, although it's not a tight cap, but it's definitely a slowing of the spill. Then you have to contain it and clean it up. And then as you're doing that, you also have to look at the structural failures that existed and fix those on a go-forward basis. Right now, none of those things are really being done, and you have to stop. When you find yourself in a hole, you need to stop digging and find a way to use those shovels to put holes, dirt back into the hole instead of keep digging deeper.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Constant?
Yeah, more of a question than a comment. I mean, we talk about, you know, this defined benefits program, and I've been predicting that this was going to go belly up since about 2008. And the reason is that you can't have a defined benefits program. It has to be defined contributions because you can't predict the market over a period of time that's going to be stable enough on your rates of returns. And until we go back to the model of defined contributions, and that's based on what is put into the plans, not expected to make on the market forces. You know, in other words, you know, they're projecting that they're going to, you know, get an 18% return to catch up in the next 5 years, for example. Well, you know, they said they got 4% last year, and they really got like 0.61%. See, so you got to fundamentally rework the whole system back to the defined contributions. Otherwise, this whole thing's going to explode anyway. And that's really where we're at. I mean, and people don't want to admit it, but this whole thing is going to crash and burn because we're in the biggest bond bubble right now in the history of the world. And what happens when all these bonds go belly up on these municipals? This whole thing is like a stick of dynamite waiting to explode with the fuse already lit. That's what needs to be come to grips with on this stuff.
Okay, Mark. Thank you. Are you out there like shoeing a horse? It sounds like you were out there in the middle of something there, buddy.
No, actually, I'm actually taking my morning jog here.
Oh, okay.
And I listened to the radio on my cell phone.
Cool.
And I went by a lawnmower, but, you know, I just can't help but weigh in on this stuff because it's driving me crazy.
We're thinking of calling 9/11, Mark.
How long have you known me, Carl? How long have I been saying this?
Ever since I've known you. And you just, you know, and every year,
it's predictable.
And every year you say, you know what? This, you know, I don't understand because all the indications are there. Thanks, Mark.
You bet.
So, you know, Pete, we have, you know, the thoughts are there. We have people out there that realize this, but unless, what you're saying, unless we start paying as we go, not necessarily doesn't have to say that. But the fact is I do remember reading is that the return, you know, the return back on CalPERS last year was in the 1.6% vice to 4%, and 4% were in deep trouble. And then we were divesting ourselves of things that are money makers, you know, coal and, you know, things like that, that we're just getting deeper in the hole here.
Yeah, CalPERS' own investment chief investment officer has said that they have a serious policy problem and that they should not expect to earn more than 6.4% over the next decade to decade and a half. Yet CalPERS continues to use unrealistic assumptions like 7.75% rate of return, 7.75% discount rate, and are consciously underfunding the plan and moving things to debt. And there are a number of ways to fix it. Fixing some of the assumptions to start being more accurate as you're going forward are really important. But looking at different pension systems, you know, many states have moved to either hybrids or cash balance plans or full defined contribution plans. All of that should be on the table to find out what works to make things financially stable. Because let's face it, the golden state of California is becoming just tarnished with debt. And there's going to be a point where we're not going to be able to make it shine again.
Can you hang on for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion. You know, this is Linda's favorite boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If Linda is feeling just a little down, she believes in shopping retail therapy.
I know another lady like that.
I think so. I think you've got one in your family.
Yes,
like
I
that.
Do.
And so where do they
or
go?
Two or three.
Or three. They go to Dandelion, where they have the largest selection of Brighton bags, and they have decor.
Stuff.
They've got
good
everything.
Stuff.
Miss Me Jeans. They've got it all at Dandelion. The ladies there are great. And, guys, if you need to go in there and find something for your loved one, this is the place to go to. Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. We'll be right back with Pete Constant from the Reason Foundation, and we've got people on the line wanting to talk unfunded liabilities.
How would you like to win a weekend in Paris? Paris Las Vegas Resort, that is. Play our Weekend in Paris Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a weekend getaway. One every week in September. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a trip to the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Experience everything you love about Paris right in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. What could be more romantic than winning the jackpot and splurging on your loved one? One night is all it takes to realize everything is sexier in Paris. Cash and free slot play up for grabs too. Weekend in Paris. Swipe to win every Thursday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, Eric Wichtrom.
Carl, good morning.
And by the way, you know, if we're a complete disclaimer is that the reason we're in the radio business is we presented a business plan to Eric, along with six shots of Jack Daniels. And he looked at it. He looked at our business plan, and this is what Five Star Bank does. Small businesses. You look at the people. You look at more than just business plans and that. You look at the people.
Yep.
And I think that is so important. And here we are.
And it's worked.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many other people went into business the same time we did that haven't made it. I mean, I don't know. And it's still, I mean, here we are, still just plugging right along.
There we are.
We're
still talking. You're still letting me come in every once in a while?
You know what? we have world-famous guest on and the whole thing. This portion of the show, well, you know what? I think I've gotten the portion of the show for everybody. So okay. We're with Pete Constant, who is Reason Foundation. We're talking unfunded liabilities, and let's go to the phones. Gene, good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Constant?
Is this talking about the pensions?
Yes.
Okay. I have a thought about all of the pension programs, all of the federal, county, state, city, teachers, everyone who is in these pension programs. What would happen if we took every one of these pension funds, put it into the Social Security? They started paying into Social Security. Everyone is paying into Social Security because we're going to go broke because not enough people are. and they, everyone would go on the Social Security system instead of all of these city, county, state, federal, everything pension. What would happen if that and each one would, there again, pay half of their...
Well, they would get, then you're talking about they would have to get a different amount than what they'd get out of Social Security anyway, right? Because
they would be based on the same. How come, you know, they're not based on the same standards that the people who support them are? When we, you know, as per our income, and they make more money than Joe Blow, why not take and put everybody on the same standard?
Okay. All right, Jim. Thank you. Pete.
I think it is important to point out that in California, like many states, there is a protection in the state constitution for public employee pensions, and that was something that was voted on by the people, and the people of California put it into their constitution. I'm not sure that that was necessarily a wise move. It was something that basically says that once you make a promise to an employee on their first day of work, that promise exists for the rest of their career and through their retirement and until their survivors pass. So there's some long-term commitments here. And the courts in California have taken a very dim view on doing anything that takes away any benefit that has already been promised. Now, that being said, we have to learn from that and only make promises that we can keep in the future. And, you know, we have accumulated a lot of debt as American citizens, as California residents, as, you know, taxpayers in each of our individual cities, and Reading is no exception, and those promises have been made have to be kept. It's not only in our Constitution, but the courts have said that you must do it. So honor what has been done and find a better way for the future.
What about the cities that went bankrupt, like Stockton and
San Bernardino
and those? What was the impact on their payment into CalPERS?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In California, the municipalities that filed bankruptcies, the federal bankruptcy judges did say that the pension debts were negotiable and that they could be used as reduced as part of the bankruptcy proceeding. Should be noted that every elected official in every one of those cities chose to not impair those contracts and instead took all the money from bondholders and other creditors and set a very poor precedence in California. But it's important to point out that in other places like Pritchard, Alabama, Central Falls, Rhode Island, Detroit, people ended up getting significantly less pensions because of bankruptcy, sometimes as much as a 30 to 50% reduction in the benefits that they were promised. So, you know, as we see more and more agencies in California file bankruptcy, which I think you'll see after the next downturn, keep in mind, we're at the top of the U.S. financial markets. The major indexes has never been as high as they are now, yet we have record amounts of unfunded liabilities and debt. That's a completely different position than we were in before the 2001 downturn, when pension funds were in superfunded status. So the effects of the next downturn, which we all know is coming, are going to be much greater magnified. And I think you're going to see a lot of municipal governments, school districts, and potentially even counties going bankrupt. And then I think their employees and retirees face a real serious possibility of having less benefits than they've been promised. And that's something that, you know, is going to put a lot of uncertainty out there for a lot of people.
Eric, you know, you're here, and we start talking downturns. I mean, this is your business,
right,
too. I mean,
right.
And I hear this from a lot of people. Is that coming?
Well, you know, they don't call it a business cycle because it goes up and up. It goes up and down. And we're, you know, we're 9 years into a recovery, into a growth mode, mm-hmm. even though, you know.
Small growth.
Yeah, small growth. And it doesn't necessarily feel like in the company. We have a different recovery than I think I've ever experienced in my business career. But because the bottom was so low, but we're 9 years into it. The cycles are normally over time, you know, 7 to 8 years. So we're into a long recovery and growth mode, and a correction is inevitable. When it, you know, there's a lot of people, they get paid a lot more than I do to try and predict that. But so I don't know when. But yeah, we will have a, you know, it will cycle. It's just a matter of when.
So Pete, when this happens, this is going to cause a great deal of discontent, I would say.
Well, there's a couple of factors. One is we're starting at this low funded ratio of 70-something percent. So going down from 73% is a lot worse than going down from 100%. But also the pension funds have all taken on a lot more risk as they've tried to chase these returns of 7.5%, 8% over time. And so their portfolios are much more volatile. So I believe, and many others believe, that not only are you starting from a lower point, but the impact's going to be significantly more because they've taken on more risk. In CalPERS, the risk profile today versus 20 years ago is about three times as much risk, which means three times as much volatility, which means significantly more downward mobility in the next downturn.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Pete Constant, who is from the Reason Foundation. They are studying the different pensions and unfunded liability problems across the United States. Pete, can people find out more just by going to a website?
Yeah, you can visit the Reason Foundation website at reason.org. You can browse by subject area or click on my name, and it'll take you to a number of things related to pension. Or also, I'm the executive director of the Retirement Security Initiative. You can visit retirementsecurityinitiative.org to learn even more.
Okay. Pete, thank you very much for being with us today.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for having
me. You too. Eric Wickstrom, thank you so much for being with us today, buddy. I mean, I really like, because you're sitting there, you know, sometimes you're nodding your head, other times you're going, well, maybe. So it's good to have somebody with your background here when we're talking something
like
this.
No, it's a good topic today. It is a very important topic for us to be aware of.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's going to be here and talk about the raise that they were talking about in the for the board of supervisors. Unfunded liabilities go along with that too. Everybody have a great day. And tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko,
KCNR Shasta Redding.
About allegations that employees opened millions of unauthorized accounts, moved money into those accounts, and signed up customers for online banking in order to meet tough sales targets.
Wrongful sales practice behavior in our retail banking business goes against everything regarding our core principles, our ethics, and our culture.
This cost thousands of Wells Fargo employees their jobs. New York City's police commissioner says the New York, New Jersey bombing suspect is in critical condition, but Ahmed Khan Rouhami is expected to recover after being shot several times during a gunfight with police. Commissioner James O'Neill says at this point there are a lot of unanswered questions.
We have to see what the investigation